And we now turn to a discussion of this film is misrated. We got Nell Minow on the line. She writes the column The Media Mom for the Chicago Tribune, and she's written The Movie Mom's Guide to Family Movies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, on your website, Movie Reviews, you often comment on how the rating of a movie doesn't match its content. Let's start with an example.
Well, let's talk about one that's in theaters right now. It's Material Girl, starring the Duff sisters, and we expect something very wholesome from them, and the MPAA assures us that it must be wholesome because they give it a PG rating. But it's not really wholesome at all, aside from the fact that Hillary Duff, Lizzie McGuire, watches Erin Brockovich in the movie and imitates Erin Brockovich by putting on a very, very skimpy outfit to try to beguile a guy into letting her get access to some records. She's then arrested and thrown into jail with prostitutes who come at her in a kind of a predatory way, and she charms them by teaching them to exfoliate their skin and also learns from them the importance of making her cosmetic company have cheaper products available so that prostitutes can afford them.
Doesn't sound horrifying, but you're really talking what age girls go to this movie?
PG rating. That's for third and second graders.
Right.
And, you know, they use a lot of language in the movie, like, he was going to go straight for me. As screwed up as Courtney Love. Is that really what parents would like to believe that a PG rating stands for?
So what about movies for boys? You know, how are the ratings there off base?
Well, generally speaking, the PG and the PG-13, the MPAA basically is out to lunch if it's a comedy. It doesn't matter that it's very violent. It doesn't matter that it has bad language or sexual behavior. It's really okay with them as long as it's for fun. And I don't think that most parents really make that kind of a distinction.
What would the MPAA say to you, or what have they said to you?
I actually debated Jack Valenti, who was then the head of the MPAA and who developed the rating system before the Federal Trade Commission, and I went in with what I thought were really excellent examples of completely arbitrary and misleading ratings on the part of the MPAA. And what he did was he kissed me on the top of my head in front of the Federal Trade Commission, and he said, well, Nell, that's why we need your reviews.
How can, then, parents get what you would deem accurate information about what their children are going to see so at least they know what they're getting when they get there?
Well, there are other resources beside my reviews. ScreenIt.com is very good. The Common Sense Media does a wonderful job. But really, their best bet is to talk to someone they trust who has seen it or to see it themselves.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Nell Minow writes movie reviews for Yahoo at moviemom.com.